Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For decades, Democrats have relied on the growing Latino population. But the 2020 election showed the Latino vote is deeply divided on the basis of factors such as nationality, geopolitics, and religion. President Trump lost overwhelmingly in Massachusetts, but he gained some support in cities with high concentrations of Latinos, such as Lawrence. WBUR teamed up with the Spanish-language newspaper El Planeta to explore the shifting politics among the state's diverse Latino communities, and WBUR's Simon Rios has our story.
What do we want?
Los Tempecianos in Hempstead, New York, Long Island.
For the last several months, Julio Perez has been driving a bus with a message written on the side saying stop the separation of families. He started in California, part of a caravan of immigration activists that toured the country to help turn out Latino voters. In a video, Perez and his caravan mates celebrated the end of the Trump era when the election was called for Joe Biden. Later, he spoke to us by phone as they made their way through New Jersey. It was a huge relief, like a heavy load lifted from our shoulders, he says, because the current administration has humiliated all immigrants and trampled our dignity as human beings. Perez is originally from El Salvador. He's been living in Boston since 1994. He's one of nearly 850,000 Latinos in Massachusetts. More than half of them are eligible to vote. Perez couldn't vote because he's not a citizen, but that didn't stop him from trying to turn out Latinos who are citizens to help get Trump out of office. But while most Latinos vote Democratic, this election showed a shift towards Trump in gateway cities like Lawrence, Holyoke, and Springfield. These are all places with high concentrations of Latinos, and that surprised Rich Parr, research director at Mass Inc. Polling Group.
My own personal thinking was that if you were Puerto Rican, that you might actually be less inclined towards President Trump, given what had happened with Hurricane Maria. But it seems as if that wasn't so much the case here. You know, Holyoke being the example that's closest to me out here in Western Massachusetts.
Trump's share of the vote grew by 9 points in Holyoke compared to 2016. Biden still won the gateway cities by wide margins, but Trump found new pockets of support there. Parr says this shift is likely due to the Latino vote. In Lawrence, where 80% of residents are Latino, Trump's share of the vote increased by 21 points. Lawrence resident Mariano Torres, a native of Puerto Rico and a veteran of the Vietnam War, explains why he and his fellow Latino Trump supporters have a special name for the president.
Because Papa Trump get more benefits than Obama.
Torres says he supports Trump's idea to build a wall on the border with Mexico. He also says Democrats present a form of socialism, while the Republicans promote patriotism.
Creo que el Partido Republicano fomenta el patriotismo.
On the other side of the Merrimack River, Lawrence City Councilor Giovanni Rodriguez is a staunch Democrat. He's trying to understand why Donald Trump got more votes in this election than he did in 2016 in every precinct of Lawrence.
El per capita en la ciudad de Lawrence es el menor en el estado.
Rodriguez says Lawrence has the lowest per capita income in Massachusetts, and he believes many people were influenced by the coronavirus stimulus package, which was passed by Congress and featured checks signed by Donald Trump. Rodriguez also cites social media, where he believes many Latinos were influenced by a wave of anti-communist propaganda targeting Democrats. That propaganda had particular resonance among Cubans and Venezuelans, exiles from socialist countries largely based in Florida. But the memes depicting Biden as a lapdog of China and an apologist for rioting weren't contained to the South. And for evangelical Latino voters, there's also a religion factor that draws them to Trump.
Yes, I am pro-life, so I base myself off in my voting biblically. And not off what the media tells me.
21-year-old Yari Morales is a second-generation Latina who just voted for the first time, and she chose Trump. Morales lives in Somerville and works at the evangelical church Vida Real, where almost all of the 1,000 members are from Latin America. Abortion is the biggest issue that drove Morales to Trump, She also sees Democrats as endorsing a kind of identity politics she doesn't agree with. She especially takes issue with the way it's being handled in schools.
They're actually getting taught about all these different genders of what are you, what's your pronoun? Like, these kids are too young to be learning these things. Instead, they should be learning how to even get a job.
Like other Trump supporters interviewed for this story, Morales says she's prepared to accept Joe Biden as the next president, but only when Trump's challenges against the validity of the election have been resolved. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.